Skip the ramen noodles. Don't even think about a frozen pizza. It's time to find out where you'll enjoy some drinks and dinner tonight.
Arizona Guy Fieri here from Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives on the Food Network. I hope you'll be listening to On the Menu Live with the Madman, Matt Russell.
On KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Oh, yes, fellow foodies, are you in for a treat this afternoon? We are here celebrating an incredible and delicious Father's Day weekend, and have we got an amazing show lined up for you. And you're thinking of all the great places in Southern Arizona where we can broadcast live from. You know, we've got so many great restaurants, so many locally owned independent restaurants, and we were thinking, gosh, you know, what a wonderful time to celebrate the wonderful world of authentic Neapolitan pizza. And frankly, friends, there's only one place in all of Southern Arizona that can stand behind that designation with great authenticity, and it is indeed Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza. And we are broadcasting live now from the Dove Mountain location, and we've got Eric Musman here, we've got Chef Mark Muscarell here, who is delivering out a great on-the-menu live special for you from now until closing. You can get an amazing bruschetta, or as they tell me, bruschetta appetizer, and a glass of house wine for only $9 here. If you join us here at the site of our show, again, we're celebrating a great and delicious Father's Day weekend right here at Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and the oven is 800 degrees, and the aroma's coming out of that kitchen. I just simply can't put into words, but one thing that I can put into words is celebrity co-host, and we thought what a great time to get caught up again with one of my fellow foodies in the community, and one of the busiest women, I think, in all of Southern Arizona, the corporate affairs manager for Comcast right here in Southern Arizona, the lovely Kelly Maslin.
Woo-hoo. Welcome. It's great to be here.
How's it going?
Fabulous. Fabulous.
I mean, I'm staring down a, now this probably is bruschetta. I don't know that I've ever seen bruschetta that look, I mean, it defies logic, Kelly Maslin.
It's so beautiful. I just posted it to my Facebook because it's just the most breathtaking, wonderful smelling bruschetta I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, I mean, that looks like it could be five orders on one plate.
Oh, yeah.
But your chef is assuring me that that is indeed one order of bruschetta. It absolutely looks amazing. But listen, let's get caught up with you again. I mean, it's been a long time since you've been on the show.
Yeah.
And as I said, you're one of the busiest people we know. We're going to get to one of the favorite things you like to talk about.
Bacon.
Bacon. We're not going to mention the New York Yankees. Oops, I
Yay,
get it.
As, won a, today.
As an Orioles fan, that's very hard for me to
First
say.
First place, eight in a row.
But before we get to where have you been, fascinated to find great eating and libating experiences across town. Give us an update on what you guys are doing over at Comcast, because you think about the companies in town that really represent community service and I think corporate citizenship and really social responsibility for that matter. Comcast really sets the bar pretty well, and you're right at the heart of all of that here in
yes,
this community.
I am.
What kind of things are you guys up to these days?
Well, you know, in Tucson in the summer, it really slows down as far as opportunities to sponsor events. So, but we do have some really exciting things coming up. We're part of the Iron Chef Tucson Festival coming up next weekend.
Yummy.
And I know, I'm really looking forward to seeing the Iron Chef competition. And then the following week, of course, is 4th of July. So we're the fireworks sponsor in Marana
Excellent.
For their 4th of July. And we're also sponsoring the Let Freedom Sing this year.
Yay!
Yay! And so we, and then personally, I'm also working with Team and Training training for a half marathon in San Francisco, and which helps me eat more as I run more, which is why I do it. But I also helped to raise money for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Well, Russell Public Communications was proud to sponsor you
yes,
and your first marathon.
That.
And I had to sort of scratch my head and wonder, maybe the running got to you a little bit, because you don't necessarily commit to a second half marathon that soon after you finished your first. I mean, what led you to that misguided decision?
Well, it's funny. Part of it is because I do love to eat, and, you know, all the running that I do helps me maintain my weight, but it's also a great cause, because as I ran my first half marathon, I met so many people who either had leukemia or lymphoma, and just hearing their stories really made me passionate about running another one to help raise money. And they just did one in San Diego, and they had 2,500 people that raised $7.3 million
wow.
for leukemia and lymphoma. So I'm hoping our San Francisco team can exceed that.
So with every step of the 13.1 miles, you know you're doing great good in this community, and that's wonderful. My hat's off to you.
Thank you so much.
So in addition to being so much a part of this community and involved in charitable events and raising money and really representing that very proud Comcast brand here in Southern Arizona, you're a dedicated foodie
yourself.
I am.
am.
And so, of all the great restaurants we have here in Southern Arizona, you probably have been to most of the ones that we consider, you know, kind of the best.
Absolutely had to do my farewell tour for Janos and J-Bar.
Indeed.
And I was sad to see J-Bar go because one of my favorite foods in the whole world was their jerk pork.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I know.
Remember it well.
And Janos had the lamb's tongue tacos, which I just adore. And I believe they're available at downtown now, too.
Yes.
So I'm looking forward to going down there. Anywhere downtown, I love the Hub. I just can't get enough of that place.
Yeah, and they do a good job down there.
Yes, they do.
Yeah, I mean, we're happy to see downtown start coming into its own.
Yes.
I moved to Tucson for the first time in 1978, and they were even talking about downtown revitalization back then, and I was 11.
Ooh.
You know, but now I've just said on international radio how old I am.
Yeah, I know.
And you have all these people doing the math.
Yeah.
Anyway, but I love what's happening downtown.
Yeah, and there's so many new exciting restaurants, and I know there was a new one that just opened up where Steak in the Neighborhood used to be, and I'm anxious to try that. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head.
Yeah, whoever got into that space is probably happy, because remember what it was before it was Steak in the Neighborhood? I mean, like an old salad bar from the 1940s.
Yeah.
So Luke Cusack and those guys, they put a good amount of money in there and really, I think, transformed that space. That's going to be a fun space. I can't remember exactly what's in there, but
yeah,
that's going to be a lot of fun.
It just opened like last week or
that's
something
right.
like that.
That's
so.
Right. So, you know, all of your followers on Twitter, Kelly Maslin, and all of your Facebook friends, I mean, they sort of kid you about this sort of unofficial designation of Kelly Maslin kind of being the bacon queen in Southern Arizona. How did that all come to be? And what is it about this? What is it about this great idea of bacon that has just continues to fascinate you month in and month out?
You know, it's just the perfect food. It is salty and it's nutritious and it's salty and it it goes so well with so many things. I mean, it goes well with BLT, but it also goes well by itself, and then in sweeter things with dark chocolate. So it's just like the perfect food that can go with anything, and I love it with everything.
And when Kelly Maslin walks into a restaurant, the door opens. I mean, the first thing it's fascinating. The first thing you can recognize right away from your very fine olfactory sense is that there is bacon somewhere in the restaurant.
Yes.
I think there's bacon here, as a matter of fact, that glow came across your face that you're very, very happy.
Yes.
But we love to see what people are doing bacon-wise. Of course, Jack's Kitchen has got that great cheeseburger with the bacon jam.
My favorite.
The bacon popcorn over at the Parish. You know, they're doing some great things.
And I have not been to Parish yet, so.
Not been to Parish?
I know.
Okay. And Noble Hops, of course. We're going to talk to Eric Musman about that.
I know.
They do some great things with bacon.
Yes,
so,
they do.
I mean, this is only a one-hour show, Kelly, so we could just keep talking about bacon for the entire show.
But looking forward to more bacon talk.
More bacon talk in the second half of the show for sure. Anyway, well, we've gotten to the part of the show where we get to engage the lovely Yvonne Fouché from Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room about all the wonderful things that are going on in the world of wine. And this is a Father's Day weekend. You know, I'm a father and I love to enjoy great wine, al fresco with a beautiful steak. And something tells me Yvonne Fouché is going to be able to identify some great Father's Day wines. Yvonne, are you with us?
I am. I'm here. And the only thing I love more than wine or as much as wine is bacon.
Yahoo! I knew there was a reason I liked you.
Well, we're definitely in good company here, Yvonne. But anyway, you've had an entire week there at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room to pick the absolutely perfect wine that you want to reveal to our listeners as the Catavinos Wine of the Week. And we're anxious to hear what you found. What's the big wine of the week this week?
Well, don't tell anybody. But I'm sitting here sipping on this heavyweight Chardonnay, which is absolutely gorgeous. It's out of Lodi, California. It's produced by the Whitestone Vineyards. It's 85% Chardonnay, 10% Chenin Blanc, and 5% Marsan. So this has a little bit. This isn't 100% Chardonnay. They're shaking it up quite a bit. And it's in, obviously, it's Father's Day weekend, so we're featuring Father's Day wines that are appropriate for Dad. And this one's called Heavyweight. So this is no wimpy wine. We're not talking about, anything overly fruity or frilly here. This is a stout Chardonnay, and it's got some wonderful flavors in it. It's got some, believe it or not, some mint in it. It's toasty. It's buttery. It's got lemon. It's got some stone fruits like apricots and peaches in it. So this is a very, very interesting Chardonnay. And with all of that, it's still an oaked Chardonnay. So it's very interesting how they've managed to put this whole thing together.
Well, you think about Father's Day, and you think about the natural inclinations to think big reds, and you have chosen a big, powerful Chardonnay, and I'm glad you did that, Yvonne, because that's part of one of the things I love about Catavinos is you help to debunk myths, and you help to inspire people to look at wine a little bit differently. So when you think about a great Chardonnay, there's some people that say, well, I'm not really a Chardonnay fan because I like the bigger styles, the bigger varietals, and it sounds like you found a powerhouse Chardonnay that you would put up against really anything food-wise.
That's right. This one's got some body to it. It's got some wonderful balance and flavor going on. And you know what? Interestingly enough, even a lot of the men in Tucson will kind of lean towards whites in the summertime because, you know, the big reds just get to be a little too much when you're sitting and baking on your patio. So they even like some wines that are chilled down. Not that you can't chill the reds, because you can do that as well. But, you know, so this is one that you serve it cold. It would go with hamburgers and chicken, and it'll go with your steak. It'll go with your ribs. You name it, and this wine can stand up to it. So it's awfully lovely for a Chardonnay, because I'm not a huge Chardonnay fan, but this one, it just has a little bit of it's a little bit different, and I like that about it.
Well, the world of Chardonnay has really begun to be redefined now with this Whitestone Chardonnay from Lodi. Now, this is a big wine you talked about, and you know, again, you're thinking about a big price.
Yeah.
When you're matched up against a big wine, what is the price point for this delicious bottle of wine?
Well, not only is it a heavyweight Chardonnay, it is a heavy price around here, and yes, this one does go for $14.99. So this is at the higher end of the scale, but it's worth every penny.
Kelly Maslin just darn near spilled her beverage. Actually, it's beginning to dribble down.
Yes.
She was just shocked that this kind of a wine that you've talked about is available for under $15. I mean,
absolutely.
This is
what a great deal.
One of the things we love to do is talk about wine values. And in fact, if we have any first... had the same reaction Kelly just had. Yes, Yvonne stocks more than 350 wines from all around the world, premium wines, and she brings them back for us to enjoy. And there's one special thing about Yvonne that makes her quite different than anyone else. She's decided that she's not going to price any of those wines for over $15. So when you find a $14.99 bottle at Catavinos, this is at the upper end of the at the price spectrum. Sounds like a gorgeous bottle of wine.
Oh, it is. It's wonderful. And I'm very proud of this wine. We have it in the tasting tonight, as you know, because we do the tastings every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 until 8. So this one's on the lineup, and I'm not afraid to show anybody any of our wines and let them see for themselves.
Yeah, this is going to be one of six wines that you're going to have the opportunity to taste. If you get over there before 8 o'clock tonight on your way up to Vera More for dinner, you're going to taste six wines for only $10 if you buy at least a bottle of wine. Yvonne's going to cut that cost down to 8. And if you buy a case, which is how Kelly Maslin usually buys her
Absolutely.
Wine, you're not going to pay a thing. And if you're an adult and you want to bring in your father, I understand Dad's not going to pay a thing for that wine
That's
tasting
right.
tonight.
We like to encourage family around here. And so any adult children who brings their dad tastes for free. We'll absorb the cost of dad for you to be able
anyway,
to get out and bond with them.
Always a great time at Catavinos Wine Shop and Tasting Room. Again, every Thursday, Friday, and Saturday from 4 to 8, these great themed wine tastings. And really, we should mention a wonderful place to reserve for a private party or a special event. The wonderful thatch-roofed patio is just one of the great places to just kick back with a friend, enjoy a glass of wine. Yvonne, you're going to have a busy Father's Day weekend. Our love and best to your father, and can't wait to see you down at Catavinos.
Excellent. I look forward to that, Matt. You enjoy.
Thanks so much. We're going to take a quick 2-minute break and thank a couple of sponsors. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about what I think is probably the best Father's Day gift under the sun. We're going to be talking a little bit about that. You're listening to On the Menu Live, live from Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza right here in Dove Mountain. This is Matt Russell on KNST, AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Spice up your Saturday night. He'll tell you where to have fun tonight. It's On the Menu, live with Matt Russell on KNST AM 790 and now 97.1 FM.
Well, we're definitely spicing it up here on this Saturday afternoon, a special Father's Day edition of On the Menu Live. Matt Russell broadcasting live from the epicenter of goodness on this Father's Day weekend. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza. Friends, we're over at the Dove Mountain location. Easy to find, Tangerine and Dove Mountain Boulevard. We are here with our celebrity co-host from Comcast, the lovely Kelly Maslin.
Hello.
I just waited till you took that bite before I reintroduced you.
I appreciate
that. Having a great special here, the On the Menu Live special going on right now all through closing. This great bruschetta appetizer with Wilcox tomatoes and a lovely premium gorgonzola cheese, some basil. So I mean, the crunch on that bread with the tenderness inside. I mean, just fascinating how they can capture that authentic taste right here in Tucson, Arizona. Just loving it.
I feel like I'm in Italy.
You're right. You know, and get this bruschetta appetizer and a glass of house wine all for only $9. So come on out, friends. Have a cocktail. Have a beer. Have a glass of wine. Have a bruschetta appetizer. Stay for dinner because this is great. Anyway, we're here talking about Father's Day, and we love pizza. We're going to be talking about pizza in the second half of the show, but one of the best things that you can get your father this Father's Day year, and I'm saying that because I, too, am a father, and this is on my wish list, is there's nothing more beautiful than a hand crafted cigar, and there is nothing more beautiful than a gentleman who can talk lovingly about handcrafted cigars. And from Anthony's Cigar Emporium, Tyler Clark is with us. What's up, man?
How you doing? Hello, how
doing
you
doing? Great. Just bobbing and weaving over here at doing great. We're here at Vero Amore talking about Father's Day, and Tyler, I would imagine over at Anthony's Cigar Emporium, you guys have been pretty busy this weekend, right?
Yeah, very busy. Father's Day is really big for us.
And so when people are coming in on a Father's Day weekend thinking about great cigars, and I can't imagine how many cigars you're actually stocking there over at Anthony's, but what are the cigars that you think are trending the most? When people are coming in saying they want to get a stick for their old man, obviously engage them about what their fathers might like. There's light-bodied, you know, medium-bodied, full-bodied. Are there any cigars that are kind of rising to the top in terms of those that are special on this day celebrating for fathers?
Yeah, lately, and especially at our stores, boutique cigars are really popular. So one in particular, a brand called My Father, that's really big at our stores. And also a brand called Viaje. Those are both really, really popular right now.
You know, I've had the My Father several times. I think it's an exquisite premium cigar. What is it about that one cigar, Tyler Clark, do you think is really kind of standing up to the bold statement of this being perhaps one of the best cigars on the market today?
Well, everyone likes full-bodied cigars nowadays. You know, usually when people are beginner smokers, everyone starts out with, you know, more of a mild Dominican and then moves their way up to Nicaraguan and Honduran cigars, and it's kind of became the most popular Nicaraguan out right now.
Well, we know you're going to have a quick rush of On the Menu Live listeners doing that last minute shopping. It's almost like the Fredericks of Hollywood rush the night before Christmas, and all the guys standing in line buying stuff for their ladies. But anyway, people are going to be coming in to Anthony's Cigar Emporium and looking for those great cigars. Now, when people come in and they kind of have different kinds of questions about Dominicans and Hondurans, as you said, and Nicaraguans, you know, you help to kind of walk people through the choices. And I think one of the big myths out there now is that, you know, when you've got a natural versus a Maduro, people are automatically going to think that a Maduro, just because the wrapper happens to be a little darker, that it really is going to be an ultra full-bodied cigar.
Yeah.
But talk a little bit about the difference between natural and Maduro.
Yeah, that's one of the big mistakes. A lot of people think just because the cigar is dark that it's, you know, way stronger than the lighter version. But, you know, for instance, there's Connecticut Broadleaf, which is a, you know, a dark Maduro grown in Connecticut, and then the regular Connecticut. One's, you know, really darker than the other, but they're both very mild. But when you move into Nicaraguan and Honduran cigars, the Maduros do get a little bit stronger, get a little more spicy, get a little more leather type of taste to them. But yeah, the darkness doesn't really tell how strong a cigar is. It depends on where the tobacco's grown and, you know, country of origin.
Yeah, and I think over at Anthony's, one of the things we love about your stash there in the humidor is the variety. So this is not just about getting a cigar for your old man, right? I mean, this is you've got a growing community of women that are enjoying cigars. I know I don't want to make this a gender thing, but you know, I think some of the women are enjoying some of the flavored cigars. I mean, I'm not very much fond of those. But talk a little bit about what you have kind of in the non-traditional cigar space.
Non-traditional, real popular is a brand called Acid. A company called Drew Estate makes those out of Nicaragua. And some of them are just flavored, like your standard coffee or vanilla, but they also have some that are really aromatic, almost like incense type of flavors. And those are actually real popular with younger people as well as women now, too.
Great. Now, Kelly Maslin is here, the corporate affairs manager for Comcast. Kelly, are you one to fancy a cigar every now and then?
Yes, every once in a while.
Every once in a while.
Yes, they go great with cocktails.
They certainly do. You know, Tyler Klar, Kelly Maslin is over here just beaming. I don't know if it's the sound of your voice or if it's just these great cigars. But anyway, I think, I became a father almost 18 years ago, and I'm a creature of habit. So I remember the very first cigar I had, the first day of my first Father's Day, and it was the Oyo de Monterrey Excalibur Number 1. And Tyler, I've enjoyed that same cigar every single Father's Day for the last 17 years. What is it about that Excalibur line that you think is so great when it comes to celebrating great occasions?
Well, it's a medium body Honduran cigar. It's got tons of flavor. It also comes in natural and Maduro, as you know. But that's just became a classic over the years. It's kind of middle of the road as far as taste and body. That's Bill Clinton's favorite cigar, actually. But, that's one of the classics now. You have to have it. If you have a cigar store, you have to have, Hoyo de Monterrey Excalibur. You have to have Ashton. You have to have Padron. It's kind of a staple now.
That's great. Listen, we got just about another minute left before we go to a news break. Let everybody know exactly where all of your three locations are now, Tyler.
Okay, the original location's on Oracle and McGee, and then we have one on Swan and Grant, and then we opened up a new location 6 months ago on Broadway and Craycroft in the Williams Center.
That's great. Is there a website? Are you guys active on Facebook at all?
Yeah, we are on Facebook, and our website is anthonycigars.com.
So it's www.anthonyscigars.com. You can learn all about the great sticks that they've got over there for you, from the full body all the way down to the beginner cigars. If you've never had a cigar before and you're fascinated by this opportunity, walk in there, talk to Tyler Klar himself. He's going to get you introduced to a world of wisdom and get you probably having one of those Oyo de Monterreys here for yourself. Anyway, Tyler Klar from Anthony's Cigar Emporium, happy Father's Day to you, and thanks for sharing all of your work that you have here. Again, Oracle and McGee. Grant and Swan, and over there in the Williams Center over on Broadway and Craycroft. Tyler Klar from Anthony's Cigar Emporium, thanks for everything that you do.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
Anyway, Kelly, I want a cigar. What about you?
Yeah. Break them out.
Break them out. I don't know. Eric might kick us out into the parking lot, though. I don't know. We can smoke in Dove Mountain. Anyway, we're going to take a quick Fox News break and thank a couple of sponsors. We're going to be coming back here talking great za and great authentic Italian food. This is Matt Russell broadcasting live from Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza here on KNST, AM 790, and now 97.1 FM.
How's it going, Tucson? Jeff Rowe here from the Sandwich King on the Food Network. Thanks for listening to On the Menu Live with my buddy Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Happy Father's Day weekend to my fellow foodies all across Southern Arizona. We're here broadcasting live from Vero Amore Authentic Neapolitan Pizza. Two locations in town. We're actually up at the Dove Mountain location at Tangerine and Dove Mountain Boulevard. A bruschetta appetizer and a glass of house wine for only $9 is going to get your evening plans started off in an absolutely delicious way. Kelly Maslin from Comcast is our celebrity co-host.
Hello.
Having a great time.
Yeah, great.
You and I have been hitting this bruschetta pretty good, and we haven't even made a dent. I mean, I asked Eric Musbin, I said, now, is there three orders on here because we're great foodies? No, Eric says that's one order. So one order of bruschetta, or bruschetta, as I'm told, and a glass of house wine for only $9. Really, really good stuff. Anyway, so, there's... There's only, you know, rare is the time when Eric Musman is actually going to sit down for more than 5 minutes at a time. And the man that brought Vero Amore here to Southern Arizona actually, in his charity and his wisdom, sat down and said, yeah, I think I can take a few minutes to catch up with these guys. What's going on, brother?
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you. Good to see you again. And let me be one of the first to wish you a happy Father's Day.
Oh, shucks. I'm blushing. Well, you know, I'm thinking about a good pizza and a good cigar maybe tomorrow night. And we're just going to rock it. I love being a dad. I love it. One of the best things in the world, I would say.
Sounds like a good Father's Day to me.
I love it. Well, look, you and I had the chance to meet a few months ago, I think November, December, when we were rocking it up at Noble Hops, really the great place to go for some craft beer and some fine food. And you helped educate our listeners on really what craft beer can be and to stay away from that fizzy yellow stuff I think you talked about. but the Musman story in Southern Arizona started long before Noble Hops. It was all about bringing Tucson what Tucson did not have, and that was authentic Neapolitan pizza. What inspired you to go start it in this direction?
Basically, when we first tasted this pizza up in Seattle at one of the certified pizzerias, we said that this is some of the best pizza we've ever had in our lives. We tried it out. We went to Italy a couple times, trained with the right people, and here we are. We were the very first certified pizzeria in all of Arizona, and one of about 26 in the United States.
All right, I got to stop you right there. Okay, because that's a bold statement, Eric Musman. I mean, you know, and you don't throw things like that out lightly. I'm going to have to call you on that. The first certified pizzeria in Tucson.
In Arizona. Yeah,
yeah.
Okay. Absolutely.
That's amazing.
Okay. Yeah, up in, basically there's a DOC on our pizza, just like there is on wine, where it's regulated very strictly by the Italian government because they want to keep the same guidelines and standards and the consistency. So they started this organization called Varace Pizza Napolitana.
You got to do that one more time.
I know, right?
Him in the door now, boy. Eric Musman's in the house.
So they got together and they created all these guidelines and standards, and if you follow them, you can actually fly them out from Italy. They'll check out your oven, they'll see how you make dough and cheese and everything like that, and if they approve, you get certified. So we were the first one. We make all of our mozzarella cheese by hand every day.
You do?
Yeah. Which
hand-pulled here in-house?
Yep, absolutely. Every single day. We import our flour and tomatoes from Italy. We use San Marzano tomatoes, which grow in the rich soil around Mount Vesuvius. Mm-hmm. And our flour and everything we import, that's a family, Caputo, has been making it for generations. And any Neapolitan pizzeria you go to in the south of Italy, they use that same flour.
Oh, wow. That's great to know.
Now, Mount Vesuvius, Eric Musman, is a volcano.
It is. And it has, you know, that really rich soil flavor. Actually, our oven is also made of volcanic stone to keep that heat.
And if you want to have you want to see what a picture of that looks like, of course you can go to VeroAmorePizza.com. But check us out on Facebook page because we just snapped a picture of that bad boy, all 800 degrees of it. You go to Facebook.com/OnTheMenuLive, join our large and growing community. But you say 800 degrees of that sort of that volcanic pizza oven, and you can't call it authentic Neapolitan unless you're in that range. Is that right? I mean, you got to be.
Yeah.
800 degrees.
Absolutely. Actually, between 800 and 1,000 degrees.
That's an inferno
really
back
cranking.
There.
It is. There's actually one of the rules is you have to be able to cook a pizza in less than 3 minutes.
That's
so
unbelievable.
Our
wow.
usual pizza time is about 90 seconds. Calzones and things like that
what?
Take a little bit longer. Yeah. It's in and out real quick.
Okay, so this oven, you can feast your eye, and you can see it virtually from everywhere here in the restaurant. You know, they don't really hide things. It's really kind of a cool, iconic image here of the restaurant. But you get those things lit up to 800 degrees, and you can cook a pizza in 3 minutes.
Absolutely, yeah. And the fire's always going. It's kind of cool. When I was actually over in Italy, I went to pizzerias where they've had the fire going literally for hundreds of years. I mean, generation to generation.
I've heard something about that, yeah.
Very, very cool. So, I mean, you're born into it. It's not like you have a choice of what you want to be when you grow up. You're going to be a pizza guy. Go stoke that fire and get it going. So it's pretty cool, you know, that it can go through wars and generations and all the stuff like that.
Now, does the oven here at Vero Amore kind of represent that same approach? I mean, you got embers in that thing 24 hours a day?
All the time, yeah, at both restaurants. We
Man.
Have it always going. And we're actually in the middle of moving our first location to a bigger spot right now, and we're taking the oven with us. So we're going to put that bad boy on a forklift and drive it down Swan.
That'd be great to see.
Yeah.
You know, I have the vision of, you know, when Finney took that big tiki head from Magic Carpet down to 4th Avenue, you know, he probably needed, like, an escort. I get the same sense, you know, that when you move that you know, Herculean-size oven, that's going to attract quite a bit of attention.
Yeah, we're going to probably have to do it early in the morning because I don't know how legal it is, but, you know.
Let's see, obviously, if Chuck Huckleberry listens to the show, they must be violating 8 or 9 county codes there. But anyway, you know, on our Facebook page, the camps between the Sicilian guys and the Neapolitan guys began to erupt when talking about really what is the best pizza. And people say, well, it's the crust or the cheese or the tomatoes. You talked about these wonderful tomatoes that you get from Italy. Talk a little bit about the differences between, you know, when you say authentic Neapolitan, how is that distinguished from authentic Sicilian pizza?
You know, there's not a ton of difference, honestly. Naples and Sicily are pretty close together. But really, the pizza, as we know it, was invented in Naples. Pizzeria Brandi is one that we were in, and they invented the margherita pizza.
Been there.
Yeah.
Oh, ding, ding, ding,
good,
ding,
right?
Ding. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Very nice, Kelly Maslin.
And they invented pizza as we know it. I mean, you can it's always been a question of who invented pizza, because you can say, I mean, you can say, a quesadilla is pizza, really, you know, whatever. But
but please don't.
Yeah. But it's all loose interpretation. But, you know, that's what they've been doing for generations and over there. And that's the kind of pizza that we do. I think it's the best personally. It's the healthiest. We don't use any artificial flavorings or preservatives. I can tell you every single ingredient that we, you know, our entire dough is just imported flour, filtered water, sea salt, and live yeast. That's it.
That is it.
I mean, very, very basic stuff. Our pizza sauce is high-end tomatoes that we bring in and a little bit of sea salt. That's it. When you're using really good quality ingredients, you don't need to use other stuff.
See, that's the thing. And you don't overthink it. I mean, at the end of the day, it's a beautiful pizza. And to do anything gimmicky, to do anything over the top might be fun for marketing and kinds of things like that. But when you want to come have the traditional flavors of Naples, you just walk in here at Vera Moria and that's what it is. And you're going to get a great pizza for really a great price.
Yeah, we try to be really affordable, especially in this economy and everything like that. We understand that people are on a budget. And one of the great things about this restaurant that I really like is it can be as casual or as nice as you want. People come in here for wedding parties. People come here for anniversaries. Or people come here when they're done golfing, you know, and have a glass of wine or a beer and just sit around. So it's, you know, you can kind of make it what you want out of it.
Yeah, I think one of the things you said that I wanted to go back to is this hand-pulled mozz in-house. And, you know, I have actually had the chance to see some, and there's a name for what, like a sommelier for wine. There's a name for a cheese guy. Great. So whatever the cheesemaker word is, I've actually had the chance to see that. And it's just, it's artistry. It's actually watching someone do, I mean, when they say hand pulled, that, folks, that is exactly what's happening. I mean, this mozzarella goes from various stages and textures, and you're ultimately pulling the flavors out of this mozz. Now, are you doing that early in the morning?
No. Check that out. And we do it the real authentic way. It's the only way I know. I mean, I learned from people that don't even speak English that showed me.
That's a good sign.
Putting your hands in, I mean, it's literally using a wooden stick, you know, a soft wooden stick, and your hands in boiling water and cream and mozzarella curd and working it until it comes very, you know, like a taffy almost.
Right.
Very
exactly.
Smooth. And then you knead it just like you do with dough. And it's ready to go right then. But, yeah, we do that every day here at Vero Moy.
So it's okay to play with your food here. That's
absolutely.
You know, it's strongly encouraged.
Yes.
So a Sicilian pizza then, or Neapolitan pizza, the crust, I think, is probably one of the biggest differentiating things, because you're talking about, this is not a stuffed pie like you're going to get when you go to Chicago. I mean, this is really beautiful. Thin pizza, when it's in that 800 degree oven, you've got a little bit of those char marks, which is what we look for, and you let the toppings really do the work, right? I mean, it's
absolutely.
The crust is outstanding, but when that flavor profile mixes in with the fresh ingredients that you talked about, I mean, Wilcox tomatoes on this bruschetta, I mean, there's so many ways, Eric Musman, to cut corners in this industry, as you well know, but to give people what they want, you have to do it in a way that shows them that there is intention here at Vero Mori for creating an authentic Italian experience.
Absolutely, yeah. And one big thing with our certification is that we are strictly set. I mean, we'll never have a Hawaiian-type pizza with pineapple.
Hey.
And, I mean,
hey.
Nothing like that.
Thank you.
There's pizzas that, you know, like the margarita and the marinara and the capricciosa. Those pizzas are the original Neapolitan ones that actually, with our certification, we have to have on the menu whether we like them or not. So even if the Tucson Weekly was coming in here reviewing us, saying this is the worst thing they ever had in their life, we want our certification. We have to keep that on. So, you know, very strict. We you know, we do our own thing. We have one where we use smoked mozzarella and locally made sausage, andouille sausage,
gorgeous.
We use, you know, so we do things like that, but there's never a stuffed crust, no gimmicky stuff like that,
yeah.
You know, and
that's all
one size.
That's a public service that you're doing to this community is not doing another Hawaiian pizza. Anyway, that's an editorial statement. We're going to talk a little bit more about your menu. You know, it's not just about the pizza here. You've got some great traditional Italian dishes, but if you can't get into Vero Mori to try your pizza, you got something going on in this community where you're going to actually take the show on the road, because the whole idea of a takeout pizza is blasphemy to Eric Musman. What is this food truck thing all about?
Well, part of it, yeah. I mean, we, with how our pizza is, since we don't use those preservatives or anything like that, our pizza, as soon as it leaves the oven, it starts going downhill quick. So, you know, places like Domino's and those kind of places use all these kind of like plastics and stuff, basically, in their cheese and preservatives that make it so it tastes good an hour later. We don't have any of that. So we will do takeout. We discourage it, but we'd rather have you use our fire truck. We actually bought a fire truck, had it fabricated Virginia.
Now, when you say fire, an actual honest-to-goodness fire truck.
Actual fire truck. We bought in Fairfax, Virginia, mounted a 2,000-pound wood-fired oven on top of it, put in commercial refrigeration, freezers, running hot and cold water, hand wash sinks, dish sinks, you name it. And we're actually working right now on putting wine on tap on it.
Wow. So the party just comes to wherever the party is. And people can, I mean, are they able to reserve the Vero Amore fire truck, pizza truck to come and do, you doing events or you doing private parties?
We do. We try to do a lot of charity things like putting on the dog we did and things like that. And then we also do private parties. We've done the Tucson Food Truck Roundup.
Great.
Things like that. And we can website it. www.veromorepizza.com and see all about our catering options and our fire truck and book it right there.
Fantastic. So there's an actual wood burning oven in this fire truck?
Yeah, it's mounted in the back.
Are there firemen?
Of course, that's what Kelly Maslin is going to ask. Oh, what a shame, there's firemen here.
Yeah.
Oh,
for an extra price, we'll put on helmets and stuff.
All right.
Anyway, Chef Mark Muscarell has come out of the kitchen with a big smile on his face, because we've got five smiles here on all of our faces. And we're actually going to put these bold claims of Eric Musman to the test, because we're talking about authentic Neapolitan pizza, some of the great things here on the menu that, in addition to pizza. Again, it's not just about the za out here. You got great, authentic Italian cuisine here. They say mangia in a way that just screams authenticity. Now, Eric, we've got three gorgeous pieces of art here. We've got about 2 minutes before we go to our trivia question, but where would you suggest we start the tasting?
The start would be, you know, you can start with either the pizzas, I think, and move to the pasta after that. The ones that I would go with, that's actually my personal favorite over there.
Well, that's where we're going to start.
Yeah, start with that. It's got a little bit of spice to it.
And what is this, Eric?
Salami.
Oh,
yeah.
And God bless you and the Musman household.
Fresh garlic on there.
Right away, the black char on the bottom of the crust, but it's not crunchy enough that it falls apart when you fold it. It's got to have the fold factor to be authentic. And I'm going in, so this is you, man.
Do it, yeah. So we have our fresh-made mozzarella right on top of that. Garlic and some crushed red peppers that we kind of mix in with our regular tomato sauce just for a little bit of spice.
This is amazing.
Wow.
Like it?
Just
yeah.
Wow. A little bit of the spice. You can tell that those are not tomatoes that you buy at Safeway. I mean, no disrespect to our friends from Safeway. These are what tomatoes are supposed to taste like. Just but the crispy crunch of that crust. And inside, it's tender. It's chewy. So it's got the different profiles. Anyway, where are we going next? That is just off the hook good.
Good. I'm glad you're enjoying that. If you guys want to try another pizza, we have one over here. It's the Anima. It has that andouille sausage, which I spoke about before, that's locally made, and some smoked mozzarella on top.
Gorgeous. You smoking that in-house?
We don't. Okay. We tried for a while. We just can't keep up with demand. It takes a lot of time to really get that smoke deep inside the cheese.
Yeah, that's a great smoky flavor.
Yeah, and it's locally made sausage. We try to use as much local stuff as we can, and when we can't, we import it from Italy. Use the highest quality stuff we can, regardless of price or anything like that.
There's the spiciness of that andouille, the smokiness of that cheese, with the sweetness of that tomato. This is called the anima.
Anima. Yeah.
Whoever anima is, it's absolutely she's absolutely beautiful. Anyway, we're going to have a little bit of this pasta after we do our trivia question, but we're going to give you the chance. You want to give one of our listeners a gift card to try Vero Amore for themselves if they've never been here. And we want to go ahead and open up the phones and see if there's anyone within our listening audience that knows the answer to this trivia question.
All right. So our question today is, what kind of wood do we use in our wood-burning oven? We don't use any gas, all wood-fired. What kind of wood do you think we use? And I'll give you a little hint. It's local. You can get it right here. We don't ship it in from California or anything. It's Arizona wood.
Wonderful. What kind of wood is firing up these pizza ovens at Vero Amore? If you think you know the answer to the question, give us a call right here, right now at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a gift card for Vero Amore. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Hey, Arizona, Guy Fieri here from the Food Network. Now, I know you are digging it when you are listening to On the Menu Live with my man, Matt Russell.
And welcome back to On the Menu Live. Matt Russell broadcasting live from Vero Amore Authentic Neapolitan Pizza right here at the Dove Mountain address. Dove Mountain and Tangerine just rocking it here with my celebrity co-host from Comcast, Kelly Maslin.
Bacon.
People are keeping track how many times Kelly's seen the word bacon in 1 hour. I think we're going to have votes at like north of 20.
Yes.
But anyway, we've really feasted on some beautiful, authentic Neapolitan pizza. We're here with Eric Musman of Vero Amore. Hit us again with the name of this one. Is this the margarita pizza?
No. That's actually the Lusuria.
The Lusuria. I love the names.
Yes.
The Lusuria means pizza means lust. Aptly named, my friend. Then we've got the Anima, which means...
Anima, which means soul.
Which means soul. And we're going to dig into to this pasta here in just a couple of minutes, but you want to give a gift card away to one of our listeners to treat them really to this authentic Neapolitan experience that really you can't get anywhere. I thought, like in the northwest part of Tucson, you can't get this anywhere in this, like, southern Arizona, the state of Arizona. This is it.
Pretty much. There's a few that have gotten certified after us in the Phoenix area, but yeah, we're the first ones, and we're
like
right here
secret,
in your
is it like a secret handshake when you guys meet up?
If there is
throwdowns and things.
I'm not cool enough to learn it if there is.
Anyway, well, we want to go right. We got a full board back at the studio. We're keeping Cat busy operating the board back at the mothership there in Oracle in Fort Lowell. But anyway, we're not going to waste any more time. We're going to go right to line one and say hi to Ron. Hey, Ron, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Hi, thank you. I like to guess.
Well, anyway, so nice to have...
Hey.
So nice to have you on the radio. Anyway, what kind of wood are they using to fire up these pizza ovens?
Mesquite wood.
No.
Sorry, Ron. Anyway, thank you so much for calling. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678. What kind of wood are they using to smoke up these, or to fire up these pizza ovens at Vero Amore? We're going to say hi to Joanne. Welcome to On the Menu Live.
Wow, thank you. That's what I was going to say, but let me change it. Let me see. Hickory?
Nope.
Okay, anyway, Joanne, thanks for calling. It's not mesquite, and it's not hickory. That opens up a line at 880-KNST, 880-5678 for a chance to win a delicious encounter with Eric Musman himself here at Vero Amore. We're going to say hi to Kurt. Kurt, welcome to On the Menu Live.
Howdy. Hey, might it be juniper?
Juniper.
It is not.
Well, it's not juniper.
No juniper.
Wow, we got a stumper this time. Anyway, Kurt, thanks so much for trying. Again, that opens up a line at 880-5678. We're going to see if Charles knows the answer. Charles, what do you say?
Yes, well, I'm going to say the pecan, the Arizona pecan trees.
That is exactly right.
Ding, 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 ding.
All right, thanks.
We got a winner.
Wow. Oh, anyway, Charles, congratulations. Congratulations. You absolutely nailed it. Now, Eric Musman tells me, Charles, that there's a lot of different woods that can be used authentically in Neapolitan pizza making, but they choose pecan here. We're going to get into that with Eric a little bit. But anyway, Charles, congratulations. I want you to stay on the line because Kat back at the studio is going to get all your information, and it's going to be Eric Musman's personal privilege to send you that gift card in the mail. Thanks so much for listening.
Well, getting the thanks so much for having us. You're making me hungry just talking about all this good food.
Mission accomplished, as we say here at radio. Anyway, Eric Musman, no on mesquite, no on hickory. I don't know that there's, I don't know who smokes with juniper, although it might be fun to try one day. But anyway, you use pecan wood
we
here.
We do. We started off using a mix of pecan and mesquite, but mesquite just burned way too hot and way
right.
too fast.
Right.
Pecan is actually perfect for this kind of pizza. Generally, people use what's around them, and when I went to certified pizzerias in California, they were actually pretty jealous that we have pecan here in such abundance and we can use it, because it's perfect. It gives it a really nice flavor. It burns really slow and hot, and it's just absolutely perfect for what we're trying to accomplish.
Yeah, when we do the smoking at the Russell House, I would say 8 times out of 10 we're using pecan for our pork butts and our ribs and our briskets. Sometimes throw a little bit of cherry in there if we're doing some poultry, but pecan is tried and true. As you said, celebrate local. I mean, if you know, we're here in Southern Arizona, let's use what we have.
Absolutely, yeah, and we have such great stuff here. I mean, some of the best tomatoes, organic produce, things like that, that we try to use as much as we can.
Well,
and like I said, if we can't get it here, we get it from Italy.
Well, beautiful. Well, talk to us a little bit about this pasta that you've put lovingly in front of us. We talked a lot about pizza, but you've got a full range of options on the menu. And talk about this pasta, because I don't know that I can even do it justice.
Yeah, actually, so when we started off, we had a very small little restaurant that we didn't have a whole lot of room. We pretty much were just doing pizza. And then when we moved up here to Dove Mountain, we had a bigger kitchen, brought in some of the best Italian chefs we could find, and developed a whole menu based on kind of Neapolitan practices and also just really good stuff that we like personally. So this one, for instance, is a garlic tomato pasta. It has grilled chicken on there, some sun-dried tomatoes, Parmesan, really nice flavor, kind of like a little bit of sweetness to it.
Yeah.
Oh, good balance.
Great flavors.
It's so good. It's, you know, and it's, you think about, you know, the non-red sauces, you think they might have a tendency to become too rich or too big. This is perfect. You've nailed it. It's got a beautiful full flavor, but it doesn't feel like it's weighing me down.
Exactly.
Yeah, and that's really the nice thing about this kind of our pizza as well. You know, very light, very, you know, if you look on the plate where that pizza is, there's no grease. You know, it's not oily, nothing
exactly.
like that. It's just all natural ingredients that are actually really healthy for you. And it's all about balance, you know, using the right amount of stuff, not too much cheese, not too much sauce. And the same thing with our pastas. That's what we try to accomplish with each one.
I want to make sure I heard you correctly. So this is good for me?
Yeah, actually,
good.
Lots
right,
of vitamins.
Because I know my wife is going to call.
And she.
Anyway, speaking of things that may or may not be good for you, although it looks like you've approached it very thoughtfully, how are we finishing up our dining experience this
all
evening?
Right, so this
we got
is
about another minute left.
Another thing that we're famous for is our dessert. We
oh
do. We basically looked on the internet, tried to find a recipe for a wood-fired chocolate chip cookie.
Of course you did!
Oh
so found one, basically, that's intended for these kind of ovens where they cook at such a high temperature. So we actually cook these to order, follow these recipes that we found from old Italy, and then throw a little bit of vanilla ice cream on there for good measure.
You've done everything.
This is amazing.
In good measure. Anyway, we've got just about 30 seconds left. Tell everybody exactly where you are and how they can find more about you.
All right. So we have our original location, which is at Swan and Camp Lowell in Tucson. And then our newest restaurant is Noble Hops, which you can find off of La Cañada and Lambert.
Eric Mussman, always a privilege hanging out with you. You're one of my heroes in this community, and everything you guys touch just turns to gold, and it's my gold coming out of my pocket because I support everything that you guys do. I love you and your brother. Keep up the good work.